What's happening?
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high.
You're listening to League Podcast episode 258. I'm Matt Durson.
I'm Josh Lingle.
Welcome back, Josh.
Welcome back.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. Yeah.
Well, welcome back. Glad to see you're still hanging in there.
Still kicking.
Yes. We were just talking. I think you haven't been on this year. This is the 24th, and you haven't even...
That's crazy talk. But yeah, it's true.
You're busy.
I am busy.
I hear the reason why back.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back. We were just talking a little stuff, a little Star Wars. You also saw it twice. Clay saw it three times.
He said. I could imagine that I would probably see it again before it's done in the theaters. You know they're gonna do like a reboot, but like a reshow. You know, like when it's
all
time. They're gonna be like, oh, here it is, like re-released probably in a couple more months.
Probably just to get a little more money out of it, out of people. But I would definitely see it. And Clay said he saw it at, like, it's not true IMAX, like the Museum of Science or something or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But in the huge theater. So that would be something I would do. Because I saw it in, like, I guess it was a regular theater pretty much at Assembly Row. And then I saw it in the fancy Chestnut Hill Theater.
Yeah.
So I could see it one more time, you know.
I saw it in the same theater twice out in Oregon.
Oh, okay. Wow. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's a nice theater, though.
Cool.
I enjoyed myself.
There you go. Oh, speaking of re-release or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. This is nothing. Just getting away from Star Wars right now, but I, you know, what's been on Cinemax or whatever, Showtime. I think Showtime, doesn't matter, but so the Days of Future Past Rogue Cut.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Do you know anything about this?
I know about it, yeah.
It's good. It's really, like, usually I'm just like, oh, they're just trying to, like, you know, get people to buy more DVDs or whatever. But
I was surprised that they, like, cut her out almost entirely of the original cut.
Yeah, and it's not a lot. I mean, it's a lot. It's not, like, 20 seconds. I don't know how much they add in, because there's other stuff, not just with Rogue, but, like, there's other stuff that they add in. And I say, if you like the movies, definitely make it your business. Find this version. It's really worth it. I like it a lot. It adds some interesting elements. There's a part near the end. Now, I know, like, when you're editing a movie, you kind of just have to be like, okay, we have to get moving here. You know, we can't have these scenes that kind of just slow it down. But there's a great scene where Mystique goes to the mansion. And she sees Beast, and, like, they have, like, a little talk. And it's good, because, like, in First Class, they were, like, teasing a little romance thing.
Yeah.
And they never really mentioned it again. So, like, they add this scene in, and they kind of make out a little bit. And he turns blue, and she's blue, and they're, like, you know, like, they bring up, and he's getting all beasty, but he doesn't want to get all beasty. He wants to stay, like, in control, so... they don't really do anything, but she's like, she's still trying to convince him to be himself and be mutiny and whatever. And he's like, no. But then she goes into Cerebro and, like, smashes it. So, like, the only way they find out where she is that scene. They left that part in where, you know, he saw the news broadcasts and everything.
Yeah.
With all three networks and PBS.
Yep.
Yeah. But otherwise, they don't know, you know, like, but they show her smashing Cerebro, so they can't track her or whatever, but it's pretty good. I really like it. And so, I guess, spoiler, do you want me just to tell you what the Rogue part is, or should I?
Yeah, why not?
I'll see it regardless, so. Yeah, if you're listening and you don't want to know, just whatever, I don't know, like, skip ahead a little or something.
Go, pause, go watch it. We'll, you know,
right.
We'll be here when you come back.
That's right. That's right. Just come back and listen to it, though. So anyways, what happens is, so there's a part where Wolverine was going a little crazy and he cut Kitty, like, with his claws. And they kept saying, like, oh, she's not going to be able to hang on. So what they do is they go back to the mansion again in the future, get Rogue, because she's being held prisoner there.
Yeah.
Like, Magneto and Iceman break her out. Iceman is killed while they're trying to escape. So that's kind of, like, weird. Because in the original movie, he's killed at the end.
Yeah.
By the Sentinels. But they get away, but there's, like, a piece of a Sentinel arm that was, like, was grabbing onto the plane. And it's got, like, a little sensor on it. And that's how they know that where they are. So that's kind of cool. That was something they didn't put in. The Sentinel just kind of showed up. In the original. And so anyway, then Rogue takes Kitty's powers and then she takes over with, you know, having Logan in the past thing, the little thing that Kitty was.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. All right, you can listen again. We're done. But if you, like I said, if you like those movies at all, see if you can find this Rogue cut. It's worth your time. You know.
Cool.
Good. There's a few more little things here or there too, but that's the gist.
Nice.
So there you go.
Days of Rogue Cut.
Rogue Cut. It must have been pretty weird for, what's her name? I can't think of the actress.
Anna Paquin?
Yeah. To just suddenly be like, yeah, I'm in this movie. And then, oh, I'm not. Like,
she was even in, like, the promos. Like, they had, like, her picture and...
Yeah, I know.
Can you believe they were just like, we're just going to put you on the cutting room floor. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. You'll be in it for 2 seconds at the end.
Like, maybe we'll make a special Rogue Cut for you. How's that go?
Yeah, I wonder like what... That. Very strange. Next thing, they're going to come out with the Kelsey Grammer cut. I don't know. It's, but anyways, it's a good movie, and it was good to. It's always good to watch it. So watch this version if you want. So
indeed.
There you go. It should have been. They should have. Did they ever release that in the theaters? I don't think so. I think they just came out with another.
The Rogue cut. No, it's just on DVD.
Yeah. But who buys DVDs anymore?
I don't know. That's a good point. They must. I mean, it had to have been like released on iTunes and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, probably. I did buy that Blu-ray, but that was maybe the last one I ever bought, I will say.
Yeah, I haven't
like
bought
not ever, but
I haven't bought a Blu-ray in forever.
Yeah, kind of sad. I think Blu-ray had a really short shelf life.
Well, it's hard because it's like, I mean. You can't get rid of it entirely. I mean, not yet anyways. It's like, I don't buy them anymore, but I go to Redbox quite a bit because they're the cheapest to rent. I mean, if you're lazy, sure, just like stream something, but it's always more expensive.
It is. What did we watch? We watched something on, you know, like on demand, cable, whatever. It was $5.99.
Yeah.
To watch Train. Oh, we watched Trainwreck, which was actually pretty funny.
I know, it's tough to see that.
It's pretty hilarious. I thought it would be kind of funny, but it's like, it really, like a fod. Like a fod during that one. But anyway, yeah, I was like, fine, oh man, yeah, shit. You know, like, but I guess I'm lazy because I was like, yeah, I'm fine. I can't walk over to
the store. Oh, I do that all the time. But...
It's like 2 minutes away to get to the nearest Redbox, and I still was like, oh, yeah, forget that. Jesus. But
it's cold outside. I don't know.
Well, that's probably the reason. I mean, it is. It's freezing. We live in the Northeast. It snowed
the
like
reason is it's freezing.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
So yeah, I don't know. I haven't even thought about like buying Blu-rays. You know, it's kind of weird.
I almost did when I was thinking of like, I think it was Ant-Man, and I was like, no. I mean, I'll wait and I'll ask for it for Christmas and somebody will get it for me. I don't remember if I even asked for it, but I'm pretty sure I don't have it. And I was like...
No, I'm pretty sure I haven't bought one. I might have bought... I think I bought one something because I wanted to like... I don't know why. I don't know why I bought... I can't even remember what it was now. So, whatever. But like... It might have been some concert DVD, like on Blu-ray or whatever. I don't know, but... You know?
The last music DVD I bought, or I got, I think it was for Christmas, like probably like 5 or 6 years ago, was My Morning Jacket.
Oh, well, see the end. There you go. You're a fan, and you wanna.
It was good.
Very good. Yeah, it's weird though. Like, I used to be crazy. Like, oh man, I want to have this awesome collection of stuff so I can watch them anytime.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like, meh, I don't really need it. But
I have this like huge case of like 500. I mean, it's not totally full, but it's probably got like 350 to 400 DVDs, and I'm just like, that's kind of crazy.
I have a comic long box of DVDs. And I have another stack of them, like, because, well, Rachel and I moved in and we sort of combined our collections, but like, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with all these. I guess maybe when I'm old and retired, I'll just be like, I'm going to watch this movie, you know.
Yeah.
In that voice.
Just like that.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like watching Men in Black.
Oh.
So it's true though. Cause you know, the funny thing is a lot of, people, I was just saw someone on Facebook last night, someone from my hometown was like, oh man, Netflix sucks. I kept looking for this one. There were like, he said there were not one. He said there were like four different movies that he kind of felt like watching and he didn't have any of them. And he hadn't like, and then he didn't really like this video on demand system because you can't get everything. And you, even though like years ago, he could have just gone to Blockbuster and rented it. Like, yeah.
I'm surprised that, I mean, it makes sense. You can't have everything on Netflix. It would take up too much space.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's why they have to keep, like, re-upping, I guess, whatever, you know, like, putting new ones and taking old ones off.
Yeah, right.
But it is kind of aggravating because I was looking to watch old 80s cartoons, and I was really looking for Transformers.
Oh, they're on Netflix, aren't they?
No, I don't know if they were just taken off. Yeah,
they,
recently.
They used to be.
Yeah.
Shit.
So you know where I found it on was on the Roku. There's a Hasbro channel.
Hasbro channel?
Yeah. And God. I had to put up with like random commercials, but other than that, I mean, it was free, so I can't complain too much.
Well, that's pretty good. The Hasbro channel. That must have been exactly what you were looking for.
It was. And then there's this other really weird cartoon channel I found on the Roku that was also free that has some really good cartoons. It had, like, the first three seasons of Batman, the animated series.
Oh, nice.
Gargoyles. Wow. Some other really good ones. And I was surprised. I was like, this is going to be crap, and I downloaded it. I was like, oh my god, these are good shows.
Nice. There you go. Roku, maybe. The way to go.
I was thinking, when I saw Gargoyles, I'm like, oh my god, is there going to be Darkwing Duck? Because I heard that Darkwing Duck is making a comeback, and they might be doing new episodes.
Alright.
So that would be kind of exciting. I used to love that.
Your eyes. Yeah, I went through a Darkwing Duck phase.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Good stuff.
Well, anyways, whatever. We're just going to have to deal with it because video stores aren't coming back.
That's
like,
true.
There's no sense in grousing about it. Like, video stores are good. I used to be able to drive to Blockbuster. Blockbuster wasn't. I hated it, actually. I hated the yellow walls and just the way, like, they would have movies on the new release walls that were, like, 10 years old. And you're like, what?
That was kind of annoying, but I enjoyed going there, you know, like, I remember that was, like, the first kind of card that I had that my parents gave me that were just like, here, and I'm like, yeah, I'm a member of, you know, like, little kid, I'm like, this is awesome.
I'm a member. And, well, as a guy who worked in a mom and pop store, I think I was programmed to hate Blockbuster.
That makes sense, though. I can see that.
But there was just something, I don't know, I always felt kind of weird. But like, if I didn't go in for like a specific movie that I definitely wanted to watch, then I kind of would just kind of wander around like aimlessly and just be like, I don't know, forget it. You know, but yeah, as a mom and pop store guy, I was cool with that. But anyway, yeah, they're gone.
They are gone.
Sorry.
Well, it's just so funny, too, that, like, this little red box took its place, you know?
I know. Well, it started, I think Netflix came along, and then Blockbuster tried to do Blockbuster Online, where you could And they're like, it's better than that because you can return the disc to the store. It's like, yeah, but I could just drop it in the mail.
Yeah.
You know? And then by the time Netflix started doing streaming, Blockbuster was already pretty much dead because nobody cared anymore. Nobody.
I remember Blockbuster, the last thing I rented there was, I think it was like Bride of Chucky. And I returned it because why would I want to keep that?
Yeah.
And they were like, you didn't return this. And I'm like, yes, I did. They're like, no, you didn't. And I even paid them again for it. And they were like, okay. And then they were like, you didn't return it. And I'm like, yeah, but I paid you for it. They're like, nope.
Oh,
they
my God.
They sent me into collections.
What?
Yeah.
You got...
And I was like, are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It was so probably sitting there on the shelf, and they never checked it in or whatever.
Yeah, probably. And I had to, like, contact them, and I fought with them, and they were like, okay, sorry. Like, what?
That's
the
so
crap?
Crazy. The store that I worked in had a shady collections guy that would just find people and get our movies back. He was so creepy, though. Like, he was so weird. Like, I thought, like, for sure I was going to find him going through my garbage one day. Just, like, not even looking for it. Like, just because he was weird. Not because I stole a movie or anything. Like, he knew, like, stuff about you, like, sometimes. Like, because when I worked at the store, I was in college, and then I went to L.A. for a semester. And then I came back and went back to work in the store because I needed a job. And the guy was like, oh, so... Yeah, so you were living in L.A. and blah, blah, blah. He started telling me all this stuff. And I'm like, how does this guy know? So weird. Anyways. And he only did it for free rentals. I don't even think he got paid.
That's even better.
Yeah, I don't think the boss ever even paid him. Anyways, whatever. Those are the days. See, you can't – see, there's a better thing. You're not going to get sent to collections for streaming a movie unless you streamed it illegally. And then
that's true. Then
you deserve it.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on. So we were going to talk about Agent Carter, right?
Yeah.
Watched it. It was two episodes.
I know. I was kind of surprised, especially because it's like it's a short run. Like, isn't it? Isn't it only like 12 episodes or something like that?
Yeah, I don't even. Maybe if
might not even be that many.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that many. But
so I thought it kind of surprised me that they'd like bundle the first two episodes.
Yeah, it was funny because they marketed it as like a 2-hour special event.
Yeah.
And then it was just two episodes, like two standalone pretty much. I mean, it's not standalone. There's like a story, but it wasn't like a 2-hour long thing. It was because I watched them on demand like the next day and it was you had to do it twice. You had to like go in the first episode end and then you had to go exit and go back and watch the second one. But it was good. I liked it.
Yeah.
Still a good show. She's in L.A. now.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that they changed the base of operations, but it's cool.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal was. It just money, maybe, so they could film in L.A.?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe it's just easier to make things look old-timey out in L.A.
Maybe it is, yeah. I mean, it's obviously brighter. Everything is always kind of like... But I was just glad because I was like, wait, if they move to L.A., will Jarvis still be on it? And his wife.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. She was funny.
Yeah.
I liked her a lot.
Yeah, she was good. But yeah, so it's kind of this. They had this weird, freezy, thing like where this technology could freeze the lake, and it was weird.
So now was that the same thing? Do you remember, in regular Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? There was an episode where somebody got sucked into a black thing like that.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
And, like, they never talked about him again. And I think he was supposed to become, like, he's, I think he becomes, oh, crap, what the hell's his name? I don't know. I'll think about it at some point.
Okay.
And blurt it out randomly.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess. I mean, the way those things always connect, I'm sure it will, you know.
I think like Gravitron or something like that. Graviton.
Yeah, there was a character. He could control gravity.
Yeah.
He could just make people float. But
I think that's who like the. I think that's who the character.
Oh, okay.
Got sucked in. Was that? That was like his alter ego. I guess you would.
Oh, all right.
I guess you would say.
Oh, all right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. It probably is the same. You know, these things are, like, Marvel always intertwines all these things. So, yeah, but it's, so was that doctor guy that was putting the moves on her? He's obviously not dead, probably, right? He just got sucked into the thing. And as well as Whitney Frost, two Marvel, longtime Marvel readers will know as Madam Mask.
Yes.
Iron Man villain. So, or villainess. But I don't know. It's weird that she was in the 50s, but maybe not. Maybe you get transported through time in that.
Well, and she did have that. She did have the stuff on her face, so like maybe something.
Oh yeah.
Happens to stop her aging or something. Yeah. She got the black stuff on her.
Right.
All right. So in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it was Dr. Franklin Hall. The episode "The Asset," and he got sucked into the black stuff. Mm. And I was like, he's gonna become Graviton, and nothing else happened.
Totally.
I was like, gonna get any? No, nothing. Okay.
All right. Maybe they will still do it. I guess. Right. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's
still a show, right? They didn't cancel it or anything.
Yeah, no, they didn't cancel it. Yeah. Oh no, they're saying that the gravitonium reappears at the end of episode "Province" when Hydra agents liberate it during an attack on the fridge. Yeah, I do remember that. So maybe it's like a long game. Maybe they're just gonna like show up later on, even though it happened like 8 seasons back.
maybe, I'm sure.
But I mean, they can definitely do it this upcoming rest of the season at some point. Now having explained it a little bit more in Agent Carter.
Carter, yeah.
If it's even the same stuff.
If it's even the same stuff. I was thinking it might, is that like the Thor, the stuff from the Thor Dark World, like that ether or whatever they call that? Not ether.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever they call it.
That's kind of right.
Looked kind of similar.
It did kind of look like that.
My
vote's for the gravitonium. Or
okay. Yeah, no, it seems like Agent Carter and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. look a little more in the same vein there. But, yeah, I'm excited about this season. I think they're going to, you know, I like the show. It's great. It's got the, she's a great character. They, yeah, it's great to see that, like, how, like, they kind of like, oh, this person is, like, they're in the Marvel Universe. Like, but it's, they have to be, like, old people.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, they can't just have, like, you know, they can't have Captain America show up. He's frozen and all that stuff, but. Good shows. So yeah.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, and then there's that lady, whatever her name was, who was like her roommate, but she was actually the bad. She's out and about and she's
pretty, kooky.
Yeah, she's kooky. So it's great. I'm excited. There's a little more of the sexual tension between her and the gimpy guy there. And
the gimpy guy.
His girlfriend, who he wants to ask to marry him. And, so. I shouldn't say the gimpy guy.
Yeah, I was watching it with Kirsten, and they were, she was talking about, like, the eclair, and she was just like, I took a bite, and he's just like, you know, watch it for me. And I said, don't trust her. And Kirsten's like, why? Is she bad? I'm like, no, she already ate half the eclair.
I know. That's like, that's worse than being bad.
Yeah.
But so we'll see. I mean, obviously, I don't see him marrying that other woman.
No.
Since, you know, he's obviously got a thing for Peggy, so.
But I believe, doesn't she marry a black guy?
I don't know.
One of the Howling Commandos, I think. I feel that's a thing.
Hmm. Like in Marvel comics? I don't know. What's that guy, Gabe? Is that his name? The black guy? The black, I feel more. But there was literally one black S.H.I.E.L.D. agent in Marvel. I think his name was Gabe. John would remember because he loved those old Howling Commando, you know, Nick Fury, S.H.I.E.L.D. books. But I think his name was Gabe something. I don't know what his last name was. But well, all right, we'll see where that goes.
Gabe Blackman.
What?
Gabe Blackman.
That's not really his name.
No.
That would be. Oh, we didn't say that. Anyways, well, there's also, there was that doctor guy, and he was, you know, he was African American, and there seemed to be, they danced and stuff, and then she was pretty upset that he got sucked into the thing, so.
You know what I did like about it? Because I had read people complaining online about how they were just, it said something about, like, apparently, like, race didn't play a part in, like, Marvel's history or something like that. And I liked how he explained how, like, he really had to, like, fight to get his job and
nobody
would hire. I was just like, ha, suck it, complainers.
Yeah, seriously.
It was a good
Well, job. I think what I got out of that was part of it was, like, she was in the same boat. Like, just she was being a woman in that era.
Yep.
She has, you know, they think that she just should be sitting at the desk and whatever.
Yeah.
So it's I like that. I like that a lot. They did like the race thing and the gender thing, and it's cool. I like that.
That's cool.
Yeah. Suck it, complainers.
Yeah. Suck it.
So I don't know if you know this or if you're here in the least, but so the two women who created Agent Carter, Michelle and Tara Butters, which is a funny name that always makes me think of South Park. anyway, so they are now writing the new Captain Marvel series, which issue one just came out. So I think they timed that pretty well.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're a fan of Captain Marvel and a fan of Agent Carter, or
both,
pick that shit up. Yeah. So she's in space, in like a space station, and she's like the first line of defense of anything that's coming at Earth, basically. And she's teaming up with Alpha Flight. Those old codgers. So they get attacked and whatever. I don't remember the whole thing, but I read it. And, you know, whatever, it's a spacey story, and
there's, like, space. There's
intrigue and stuff, and, you know, ships and fighting, and, I don't know, probably Skrulls or something. I feel horrible, I don't really remember, but it was good, and, you know, if you liked, I remember liking Alpha Flight for a little while when I was a kid.
Yeah, I mean, it was just one of those.
Yeah. I read about five issues.
Yeah.
But I liked them.
I liked what I saw.
They were 75 cents probably back then. So I was just like, sure, I'll buy it. I think they had an issue with the Hulk, or two issues with the Hulk. And I was like, oh, I like the Hulk. And I bought those. And then I just bought it for a little while longer. Whatever. But yeah, Alpha Flight. So there you go. And it's written by Michelle Fezziwig.
Michelle Fezziwig.
Fezziwig, yes. I actually bought a few. So I know you're behind, and I know you don't even go to stores anymore.
No, I am so far behind. I'm so far behind, I'm back in front.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll say this, and I know you buy most of your comics digitally, probably.
That's true.
But if you are a guy who still likes to buy paper comics, the New England Comics, at least the one in Brooklyn, I think the one in Harvard Square, Clay said, are doing a deal now. If you buy one Marvel, you get the next one free. Or no, you have to buy two at minimum, but then you get two free. And if you buy 10, you get 10 free. Like, you're just, you can. So
wow.
If you're not the new arrivals, but if even the recent new arrivals, you know, if just a couple months, if you wanted to catch up, this is a chance.
That's probably, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Some guy went and, like, they told me, like, literally bought 26 comics and got 26 free. So I did buy a couple of those. What did I buy? I bought Spider-Man Deadpool, which it was funny, but there were a lot of like poop jokes and stuff. I'm just like, all right, like, enough.
I can. That's kind of what worries me about Deadpool. Is it just gonna be too? I don't know. Maybe that's why I've never really followed Deadpool all that much. I've enjoyed some things that I've read.
Yeah, I think.
But I've never really thought, like, oh, I should totally, like, pick up Deadpool.
Yeah, me neither. I know I think the movie looks great. But, I don't know, for some reason I've never felt compelled to buy the comic in a regular
Well, you know what? For me, the movie, I just think, so far, it's just, like, all the stuff we saw. It was, like, it's just, like, a redo of the test footage, and everybody seems to be going gaga over it. But I don't know if I'm, like, am I the only one that just sees it and is, like, all right, this is the same thing. They've done, like, the stupid red suit joke, like, in different... They've, like, redone it, like, three times, but it's the same joke, and you're like, what? But I don't understand.
Right. Like, which one of these ends up in the movie?
Yeah.
I hope they don't make the same joke three different times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. There are some – I guess I'm just excited that it's, like, it's rated R and it's violent and, yeah, you know, like, and stuff like that. Because
I mean, it sounds like people that have seen it, because they – I guess they showed it. They were supposed to show, like, a – small little preview of it, and they actually showed the whole movie, so
people have
seen it, and people have been psyched, and it sounds really good.
Well,
so
I hope it's not one of those things where all the good stuff is in the trailer, and then the rest of the movie's kind of just blah, because that happens sometimes. But I mean, I'm excited. I'll see it. It looks pretty funny and whatever. And
I agree.
But the comic, and the funny thing is, too, and this is a weird complaint to have, I know, but, like, since Deadpool talks a lot, there's a lot of dialogue, and it took me, like, forever to read this book.
Yeah, I can, you know what, it's a funny, weird complaint, but I have that about some books, too. When a book is too wordy, I'm like, maybe that just seems like a weird thing to say, but I'm on the same page.
I know it's weird, yeah. I mean, but the funny thing is, like, sometimes I'll read one, you know, I'll have some cereal before I go to work, and I'm, like, late for work. Like, I know it sounds stupid. You know what I mean? Like, I want to finish reading the book, and I'm flipped in, and I'm like, God, how many more pages is this goddamn thing? I got to leave, you know? It's so stupid. I know it's the dumbest complaint ever, but I'm, like, done eating, and I'm like, I got, like, five more pages left, and this guy's just rambling on and on. So... Yeah, like, it's like, oh, shit, now I missed the train and I'm late. But whatever, I know, it's a stupid reason. Why are you late? I was like, well, I was reading Deadpool. And
Deadpool talks a lot. And
nobody ever does it. I'm the only person that gets there at 8 anyway, so nobody knows if I'm late or not. But it's pretty funny. Like, and I'm not, like, a half an hour late, but it's just – that's my complaint about it. I'm like, this Deadpool comic took me too long to read. But it was essentially free, or whatever. Or I guess if you boil it down, like, you know, you could say it was half price, I guess. Because if I bought two and got two free, you know, I essentially, I don't know what the hell. I do the math. I didn't pay full price, though.
I can't do math. That's why I'm an artist.
All right. What else did I buy? I don't think I read anything else that I got for free, but...
You know what I didn't read and I watched? Have you seen the new trailer for Suicide Squad?
Yeah, let's talk about that. I just a little bit of that.
That was amazeballs. I had zero desire to see that movie based on the first trailer I saw. And I was like, this is going to be stupid. The Joker is stupid. All of it's stupid. And then they came out with this trailer and I'm like, I need to see this movie right the frick now.
Well, it's coming out...
in the summer.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
Do you think... I got the impression that Harley Quinn is going to be, like, the main... Like, the Iron Man of Suicide Squad. I don't know. What do you...
I don't know. It's hard to say.
I felt that way. But maybe I'm wrong. I just felt like she's the one who's going to get all the good lines. You know what I mean? Like, and just be kind of... I don't know. We'll see. And that could just be me in the trailer. I'll say Will Smith looks pretty buff.
Yeah.
For an old guy. Nothing old, but...
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought just the whole thing looks really good. I don't know. And you know what's funny, though, is it's almost the same trailer as, like, the first one I saw, only the Bohemian Rhapsody really, like, kind of ties it all together and makes it an awesome trailer.
Yeah, no, that's good. There was also an international trailer that was really short, but it had the Joker was like front and center in that one, and he just said it was like he said something about the toys he plays with or something. I don't know. But.
And I think I saw that Nightwing is possibly going to be in it.
Oh, well, very good.
Yeah,
interesting. It's yeah. I agree. I was kind of like, yeah, all right, I'll see it, and I'm like, oh, I need to see that. Oh,
yeah.
Great. So, yeah, I'm very excited about a DC movie. And I've never read a Suicide Squad book.
Me neither, maybe. No, I feel like I might have. I really like the premise.
Yeah, it's a great premise.
And they've had the Suicide Squad on what's it called? Arrow.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
You love me some Arrow.
No, I'm very excited about that. Any other trailers? I can't even. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. What? Well, oh, you know what? They actually showed on the. I don't know if you saw the DC behind the scenes thing for the movies that they had on the CW the other day. They did. They showed some. Small clips from the Wonder Woman movie.
Oh, very! I didn't even know they were working on that already. Mm-hmm. Very well.
Yeah, not. I mean, nothing huge, but I mean, they had Wonder Woman on horseback.
Nice.
It just. I mean, it looked really. It looked cool, but yeah. But there wasn't like a whole lot to it to like be able to judge one way or the other. But it looked kind of cool.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And I did not see that. Did you see Lauren Cohen from The Walking Dead is going to be? She's going to play Martha Wayne, I assume in flashback.
Yeah, I did see that, yeah. Actually.
And what's his name? Jeffrey Dean Morgan will play Thomas Wayne in, this is in Dawn of Justice or whatever.
Huh.
And Jeffrey Dean Morgan is on The Walking Dead this season, right?
I know. Oh, my God. It's going to be awesome.
When is that? That starts pretty soon, right? I think so. So he's Negan, right?
Yeah, and I always pronounce it Negan or Negan, but no, you're right because well, whatever they say in the trailers and stuff.
Yeah, in the last when Negan, he was yeah. at the very end of the last
yeah,
season, he was there. And he said, "I'm Negan, and your stuff is mine," or whatever.
Yeah.
So he's like a bad dude, right? Like,
oh, he is.
Told me, yeah,
yeah.
Like, when Negan comes on, he's like the worst of the worst. Or
yeah. Like, oh my God, so bad.
Like
so,
makes the governor look like a, you know, nice
little girl picking flowers in the sundress.
So I'm very excited for that. So, yeah, what's his deal though? Like other than being a bad dude,
he's just. I think he's just trying to survive like everybody else, but he's a dick.
Well, he doesn't eat people or whatever. No, like
he seems to be like king shit, and he's like. People are like doing all their stuff scavenging and he's like, tell you what, he's one of those people that like, not that he'll give them protection, but he won't beat the shit out of them if they give him stuff.
He's like a mob guy or something.
He's kind of like a mob guy. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm very excited. It's a great show still. I don't know. I think some people are like me. I'm starting to get not excited about it. I'm still into it. So.
Still way into it. I love
it. Suck it, complainers.
That's right.
I'm into it. I'm you know. It's so that's it. Well, that's all I got to say about that. It's really good.
I think it was BG that was just like he's like, I think it's just too violent or something like that. And I was just like, what?
It's just the right amount of violence.
It is.
It's so good. I could stand to see more violence. More people torn apart. It's funny to me because like I don't think I've ever had a show like where like literally a character, like when characters die and I feel so bad, you know, like I don't think I've ever been that invested in it, you know, like where I'm like, oh man, Tyrese or what, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
I've never really, usually I watch it and just go like, well, all right, yeah, that guy's dead or whatever, you know, well, it's the end of that, you know, like. I can't even think of a show where I felt like this.
I just think maybe it's because they like do it to main characters, and it's like you don't know who's going to live or die.
Yeah, it's you never can
like
predict.
People you are like totally invested in.
Yeah.
And then they get killed.
Or it's like they just start to make you like a person.
Yeah.
Like Noah or whatever, you know? And then it's just like, wait, he, what? Like,
no, Noah was like so heartbreaking.
Yeah. He was like such a nice guy, and he was all talking about like, oh, I want to learn how to like do the solar energy things, and I want to learn how to.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, Noah, that's cool.
And literally at the end of that episode, he was dead. It was horrible. It's such like a needless way. Oh God, crazy. But I don't know. I've never had a show tug at my heartstrings like that.
I concur.
So, yeah, can't wait for that. I'm sure Negan will be the death of some people. But...
Oh yes. Oh, if they follow the comic book at all with him.
So it's they like, just sorry.
I'm just gonna say that like one of the I'm not even gonna say who, but it. It is like it sticks. It was just in the comic book, just like black and white drawing. But it like haunts me. It really does. I think I've said it before on the podcast, but like it just haunts me. Like sometimes I'll be like taking a shower, and all of a sudden I'll think about it, and I like get like shivers, and I'm like, no.
Wow. I mean, it's the comic has its violent moments too. I mean, like
oh yeah.
I remember I haven't read it. I haven't caught up completely, but I remember when they were in, you know, Woodbury or whatever, and Michonne like cut the governor all the hell, like she cut his dick off, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's pretty violent.
Oh yeah.
Too. They just had the 150th issue. Is that right?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, did you read it? You didn't.
I didn't read it. I'm like, I think I'm like two or three issues behind on that.
Anyways, still going strong, though. Congrats. Yeah. Walking Dead.
Good for those guys.
Well, you know, I mean, Kirkman is still writing it. You know, I mean, he could be like, dude, I got a fucking, like, super awesome show. I'm just going to kind of dog this now.
Yeah.
But no, 150 issues. He's still going strong. He could be like George R. R. Martin and just be like, yeah, I'll write another book when I get around.
Yeah.
But
did you see they think that... Game of Thrones is going to pass. The show's going to pass the book.
Yeah, I know.
That's but, crazy.
What I heard was that the show creators there, they sat down and had like dinner with George R. R. Martin, and he explained to them all where it's going, like how it ends, so that if something happens, they know what's gonna. They know how to end it, basically.
He doesn't look like the healthiest of dudes.
Oh, he looks hard living there. I don't know how old he is, but he looks about 20 years older than whatever he is.
Yeah.
I remember hearing how old he was once, and I was like, really? Because he looks a lot older than that.
He's like 38.
I think he was, I don't know, I think he's like in his 60s, but I thought for sure he was in his 80s. Like, he just looks old. But, hey, whatever, man. I mean... Yeah, so, but they do, or if anything happens to him, like if he just dies, they know how to end the show. So that's all good. Thanks, George R. R. Martin. Little insurance policy there if you die. Yeah. But, yes, I'm excited for that too. That starts in like April.
Yeah.
All right. Very well.
I wonder, for the past 3 years, we've gone to the premiere in Boston.
Oh, yeah. Like, you sat in the throne?
Yeah, I think the dude that was, like, getting the tickets for us at BU quit.
Oh.
So I don't know if that's going to happen again.
Shit.
Well, yeah. It's always been a fun time.
A couple of seasons ago, Rachel and I went to the beat, you know, they always Omegang Brewery always has a Game of Thrones beer.
Yeah,
and we've gone to the like the release party for that. Well, we did once. That was pretty cool. We got some swag, some good beer. I sat in the throne then. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Do they have like? Cause did they have? Was the beer free there too?
I think you got like a couple tickets to get a couple free ones, and then if you get more, you had to buy it. But
yeah, the premiere, they always have like open bar.
Oh, really?
Nice. they've got all sorts of awesome hors d'oeuvres and stuff. It's good stuff.
Nice. We still have a couple of pint glasses too. That's pretty odd. Like Oma Gang, Game of Thrones, like.
Yeah, I've got like the Game of Thrones, like, I don't know what kind of glass, like the snifter type.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. So I'm excited to see what kind of beer they have. Oh, and for the show too.
Oh yeah, that too.
Hey, there's one more comic I wanted to talk about, which we haven't talked about in a long time, but I feel bad for this comic. But if you like the Iron Man movie, Ant-Man movie, yep. Which you discussed about wanting to get the DVD, and you did.
Yeah.
So Ant-Man, it was going along good. Then they did Secret Wars, and then they ended it, and then they just started up again. Same creative team, same storyline. So nothing really changed. I wish they could have just kept on going, but whatever. But so the cool thing is there, the bad guys in Ant-Man, the book, created this app where it's called Hench, where you can hire like a super villain. You can hire a super villain to go and do your like kill a hero for you or whatever.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was and then like another company, like a rival bad guy company, created the same type of app called Lackey. You can hire it's the same deal though. You can hire like a super villain to go and do something for you. So I mean I think that's pretty hilarious. And it's a hilarious book. It's written by Nick Spencer. It's the same type of humor that like was in the movie. He's this poor guy who's trying to, you know, his daughter hates him and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I liked the book, and then Secret Wars came along, and I forgot all about everything that I'd been reading before then.
Well, that's,
Secret Wars.
I know, ruined a lot of things. And I don't know why they had to even bother. Just have Ant-Man keep going, because then they started over at number one, but it's the exact same storyline. Like,
basically,
he's in Miami, he has a security company. With the initials are ASS, Ant-Man Security Solutions. Hilarious.
Does he still work with the Grizzly or whatever that guy?
Yeah. There. Grizzly.
I love Grizz that.
And machines, and he's hooking up now. There was like Lady Beetle, super villainess again. Like, and he was like hooking up with her.
Huh.
He's like, I shouldn't be doing this. I'm a superhero. She's a super villain, but like they hook up, so it's pretty funny. But there's okay, so here's another little tidbit. I don't remember if we talked about this last year, but you know those little pop toy things?
Yeah.
I guess we talked about this last
year. Yeah, I've got those.
Yeah, so there's one coming out for Civil War of Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Total Ant-Man suit, whatever. But the name on the box says Giant Man. So
weird.
I don't know if that's a spoiler. Or Civil War, that Ant-Man will get big.
But wait, didn't... For Captain America Civil War.
Yeah.
Oh.
The movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, I didn't get that at first, but oh.
That'd be awesome. So I'm excited about that, you know.
I am so psyched for that movie.
Yeah.
That would be really cool if he is Giant Man.
Yeah, I bet it might just be something that happens, like, you know, at the end or whatever. Like, it's like a big surprise, but now it's been spoiled. Sorry, people, if I spoiled it, but I'm too excited. Hey, the toy already spoiled it.
It's true.
But, yeah.
You just read a package.
I saw something online. Somebody posted on Facebook. So you can blame them.
That's right.
So I'm pretty excited for that. You know what's weird?
Of what?
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, speaking of toys, and I was going to go back to the BB-8.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about how we got them for Christmas/Hanukkah.
That's right. I got it for Hanukkah.
I was looking at the size, and I was wondering if it's actually like the 1/6 scale. So I went in my basement, and I dug up my R2-D2 that went with like the 12-inch figures, and it's pretty spot on.
Wow.
So now R2-D2 has come out of retirement/out of the basement, and he is living on my desk with
BB-8 and R2-D2 hanging out.
That's right.
Did they project a big map on the...
Oh, that'd be cool.
the next version.
Yeah.
So I forget what I was going to say. Oh, you know, so Age of Ultron is now on, like, Stars or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, movie channel. Which is funny, because I've been, like, kind of waiting for that, because I'm like, I don't want to pay to see it again, but I'd like to see it again.
Yeah.
So it was on yesterday, and I watched it. I spent a lot of time in the house watching movies yesterday. It was sad, but hey, it was snowing. What do you want?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
So.
Go outside in that? No.
Yeah.
Like me?
I went outside later in the day, and that was kind of dumb because it got worse as the day went on.
Might have been probably a little worse where you were.
Oh, yeah, probably. I don't know how much, but it was windy.
Yeah, I think we only got like 4 inches, but it was windy. It was. Yeah. That just kind of bit you in the face.
Yeah, right in the face!
Right in the face.
But hey, there's one thing I do want to... I actually enjoyed watching Age of Ultron more the second time now. Like, just sitting... Maybe it was kind of like we were talking about Star Wars, where you don't have that anticipation or whatever.
Yeah.
The ending I still think is a little too... Like, a little bit much. Like, lifting the city off the ground. Like, if I was a supervillain... And I'm like, how do I destroy the Earth? How about I lift this city up and then drop it? Like, what? Where do you even come up with that? But whatever. It's not even matter. But I did like, you know, and maybe now knowing where Civil War is going and all that's like, it's, I don't know. I just felt like I enjoyed it more. I give it more credit.
Yeah.
All I did was kind of nitpick at it before.
Yeah, I definitely, because I saw it twice. I saw it twice in the theater, and I liked it a lot better the second time around.
Ah, interesting. Well, I only saw it once. I don't know. I never went back.
So. Which is funny, because I hated Man of Steel, and I saw that a second time, and I still hated Man of Steel.
Interesting. I only saw it once, and I didn't like it, so I never felt the need to watch it again.
Yeah. So, I don't know how I'm going to feel about Batman v Superman.
Yeah. I got a hunch I know how I'm going to feel about it. But
I kind of have an idea, too.
Yeah. But, you know, whatever. Maybe it'll be good.
Maybe.
It's like there's so much. There's too much going on.
And every time you, like, hear something, it's like they've added a new villain, and you're like, come on.
Yeah. It's like they got...
people too like much
Thor and Wonder Woman, and so Zod is Doomsday basically. That
yeah, which is kind of, I could see that. That's not too much of a stretch,
right,
but come on.
Isn't Batman versus Superman enough for one movie? Like, just
seriously,
that's enough right there. Those are the two guys that you need to focus on, never mind all this other shit.
Yeah,
too much going on. Well, whatever.
And it's like, it sucks because you know that you have to see it.
Yeah, I know. I probably will see it. But yeah, is that going to be like a waste of $12 or whatever the hell it costs now?
Yeah.
Jesus.
$17.95.
You get your popcorn and
$50 later.
Yeah, Christ. But, you know, hey, there's always Suicide Squad.
That's right.
All right. Well, I think we can wrap, right? You got anything else you need to throw out there?
No, I don't think all right. So.
All right. Very well. Oh, X-Files is on tonight.
Yes, it is.
That's exciting.
That is exciting. That reminds me, I should go record that.
Yeah, I'm going to set my DVR for that as well. Yeah. It'll probably be on demand, but when you do DVR, you can fast forward over the commercials.
I know. That's my favorite part.
Yeah. All right, so, I'll be watching that. It'll be more Ethan Carter. Things are good.
Things are good.
Yeah. All right, well,
thanks. You know what? Did you see, see, the DC, what the hell's the name of their new show?
Legends of Tomorrow?
Legends of Tomorrow, yeah.
What is that called?
Legends of Tomorrow.
It is? I did not.
I think it has a stupid name, but it's a good show.
Ah, okay. All right.
Some comedy in it, it was very in line with, you know, Flash and Arrow. Obviously it's a spinoff of those. It had some good stuff, so.
Maybe I'll on demand that.
Yeah.
Dude. right. Check that shit out. Check out everything on over on leaguepodcast.com. We've got things and events, and I guess, you know, I don't know, Clay handles the events, but
things and stuff.
Things and stuff. And if you like some of the things and stuff that we talked about, if you're listening to this, you can click on those links and it opens a new window and it'll take you to tfaw.com. You're like, I'm going to buy that book that those guys talked about or whatever. And then we get a little kickback. So help us out. Click on those motherfuckers. All right. Thanks, Josh. It was good chatting.
Thanks, Matt. We'll
talk to you all later.
Later.
Wow. What was that?
I disappeared. It's freezing.